Cougars.com.
Thinking about this Wednesday, May 4th.
It's my father's birthday. My father was born on May 4th, 1914.
You know what else it is?
What else is it?
Star Wars Day.
Star Wars. First Star Wars episode. That's right, Richie. 1977.
No.
Wasn't it?
No. May the 4th be with you.
It's
unofficially, officially Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Every month? Okay. Is that what
no, the 4th of May.
Yeah.
Every year. May the 4th. Be with you.
Oh, May the 4th.
That's really pretty bad coming from Rich.
Oh,
that'd be something I'd come up with.
I'm telling you, look on Twitter and Facebook, and it's all over the place. It's probably a trending topic on Twitter right now.
I thought that what was mostly there was the ABC simulation of the raid.
Yeah.
All right.
The number six trending topic on Twitter right now is May the 4th be with you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Does it show, like, Obama being shot?
Well, it's a simulation.
I know, but does a simulation show him like being
shot in
the
eye? I believe it does. Yeah, I believe it shows what they think they saw in their cameras. Interesting. The trend here is, as I look at various trends here, it's Bin Laden and his wives at number one. And you know the old expression, behind every man there's a smart woman?
Yeah.
In terms of Obama, in front of every smart man is a woman.
Well, that poor woman who got killed.
Right, that was one of his wives.
Oh,
anyway, Kate Middleton is in the number two trend, Richie. Shania Twain, number three. Kelly Preston, four. Jesse James, five. Nicole Scherzinger.
Who?
Who's she? Who's Jennifer?
Nicole Scherzinger? I know her. Hold on one second. Let me look.
Let me just click on it, and I'll find it the same way you do. I hope, anyway. Let's see here. She's a singer.
Yeah.
Rumored to host. Oh, the X Factor person. That was what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why she's.
Wow,
there.
She's not attractive at all, is she?
No, she's very unattractive.
Skinny. The two of you.
My goodness.
All right, let's see here. Who else is
awful.
On the list? Obama's approval rating is number seven. Osteoporosis is eight. Social media in general, number nine on the trends in terms of Twitter, Facebook, and Geronimo. What in the world is that all about? Why is Geronimo number 10? Who would be? There's got to be some news story from Wikipedia. Geronimo, a prominent Native American leader.
Oh, no, they ID'd who Geronimo actually was.
Was he related to Bin Laden?
No, I don't know whether they got DNA or what it was, but there was some story about them getting
apparently,
actual idea of who Geronimo was.
Right, but in the Situation Room the other night when Bin Laden was killed, Geronimo was the code name, and that's what they all yelled when he got killed. Geronimo! You didn't know that, right?
No.
Right. I'm going to have to look that
you're
one
gonna,
up.
What, you're going to Wikipedia? No, go to Snopes.
I'm going
to
verify that.
Yeah, see if you can find that on Snopes, search for you, please. Meanwhile, 800-510-8255. Here's the reason we don't give any more money to Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors, Bin Laden's neighbors, they all knew he was in there.
Jesus.
The people who lived all around that compound.
How could they not have known?
Well, they all know. There's the equivalent of West Point is up the street three blocks.
No kidding.
And the police, there's also some sort of police facility three or four blocks in the other direction. So there he was, as somebody said, hiding in plain sight. So why are we even having this discussion about what Pakistan knew and what they didn't?
Right.
Why are we so foolish? Why are we playing this game? You cut them off.
Here's the issue.
What's the issue?
Obviously, it's a hotbed of terrorist activity going on in there.
Yeah.
So what happens if you just walk away from it and lose your connection to it?
Well, we have apparently no connection anyway, do we?
Well, we have a connection. It's just obviously not a tight one.
Yeah.
But if we walk away from it and if we say, okay, we're leaving your country, we're not giving you any more money, what happens then? What starts to simmer in there then?
Yeah. In the last 10 years, anybody know how much money and resources, in terms of dollar, that we have spent on the war on terror?
No, I can't even begin to.
Well, that's it, you see. And we have this, we go to this compound and we shoot the guy. Yes, it took a long time to sort of put all the pieces together. But then when you look at it, everybody's saying kudos to the CIA, yada, yada, yada. I mean, wouldn't we have had as a normal course of things some familiarity with most any city in Pakistan, especially if we thought that he was around? And look at, here's this strange compound in the middle of this town. What do you suppose is in there? You mean our people aren't capable of figuring out who's inside of a compound no matter where it is? Look at all the satellite pictures they had of that thing.
But, you know, maybe we're underestimating them.
Yeah.
Maybe they did know.
Underestimating who?
Just intelligence.
Our intelligence community?
Yeah, maybe we did know.
So then why did it take so long to put this all together?
Maybe they were waiting for the right time.
They didn't know. They never had a picture of him on satellite. They tried to get pictures and were never able to ID him there. So he never either went outside or did it undercover or whatever it was. But they were never able to ID him.
Is there anything new here today? 800-510-8255. The people speculating that this is going to be turned into a recruiting tool or a call to arms or whatever, a revitalization of the organization. Mm-hmm. Is the mission is the same, but is it organized? Are these people that are in some of the splinter groups that smart, or are they? Do they need somebody like bin Laden to wind him up and say, you go kill that person, you go blow up that plane, you go hijack that train, whatever it is. Do they need somebody like bin Laden? Are they that dull? Is that it? I mean, I guess that would be my question here in part. What do you suppose it was like?
I think they need a leader, yes.
What do you think bin Laden's life was like as a child? How did he grow up? Remember I talked about this. Comes from a very wealthy family. And there are a lot of stories about what it was like as he was a child growing up. And then there's the book from his son, his fourth son, Omar, who described his father not particularly in a flattering way. He put jihad about everybody else.
That was his overwhelming.
His father hated so intensely. All he could think about was killing Americans. He didn't care about his sons, his family, his wives. All it was kill, 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 kill Americans. That's all it is. So you wonder, as you look at some of these people that
wonder how that's working for him now.
Well, these people look relatively sane, some of his sons, and they seem to be approaching this.
Remember his daughter who came out and was a nude Playboy thing or internet thing
four or
5 years ago? Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was the model or something like that, wanted to be a singer. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was like, yeah, that guy's nuts, man.
Yeah. Well,
but he's got like 50 kids.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right, Bill's in Century, Florida. Are you Century City or just Century?
No, it's Sun Tree, actually. It's part of Melbourne.
Got it. All right, so you have some word on the use of this Geronimo in connection to the event the other night.
Yeah, it was in this morning's paper here in Florida. It said that the Bureau of Indian Affairs is up in arms because of the use of the name Geronimo, a very respected, quote, very respected Native American.
Yeah.
And they resented using his name in conjunction with Osama bin Laden. And so they're going to hold hearings on it next week.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who and who's paying for
cares?
These hearings is what I want to know.
Get a life. Go away. Yeah. Come on. Just, Bill, thank you for updating us on that. James is also a Floridian. James, you're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
Yes, sir. I don't really think a lot of praises should be going on. That's their job.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like
you.
Everybody else has a job. That's
yep.
his job to make that decision.
Yep.
Look, it only took 2 hours for the Dirty Dozen to go in there and kill all them Germans. You know.
Right.
As long as the movie.
You know where we really went wrong with this country, and that guy just did it. That guy just said it right before me. Was being politically correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd that all start? One wonders, because we have such a diverse population. We have diversity, and that brings with it political correctness, James. That's the way it is.
But they try to please everybody. You can't.
You please nobody.
Yeah, so they throw them money.
Yeah.
So they throw them money.
Right. We ought to stop that for sure. All right, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 800-510-8255, always the connection line. Mother's Day is this Sunday. You knew that, right? Your mom has done a great deal for you, your spouse. Maybe your grandmother is around. Why not say I love you to all of them? No matter who's connected to you, your wife, your mother, grandmother, an aunt that you really care about, some woman. I had a woman in my life named Marion who was my mother in another life, and she was a godsend to me in this life. And I wish she was still around. I remember giving her flowers on
Mother's Day. What do you mean she was a mother in your other life?
She was. She and I had a connection in another life.
Oh,
and
okay.
It came back around in this life,
cool.
And it was amazingly helpful. She was an amazingly helpful woman in my life. So, I remember giving her flowers. I don't know, the pro flowers weren't around then, but they are around now, and they're the best. And so if you would like to take advantage of a special radio offer, a dozen assorted roses for your mom, plus the glass vase that comes in $19.99, here's what I've been emphasizing, though. I think the better deal here for those of you who are really interested in making the person you care about feel special, there's an exclusive double deal, if you will. You get twice as many roses and a free box of chocolates for $10 more. So for $29.99 plus shipping, you got two dozen roses, chocolates, and a great vase. How in the world can you beat that, especially the week before Mother's Day? You cannot. So go to proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Doug, D-O-U-G, or you can call him, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's a good deal. And use the key. It's a secret code they've set up. I'm going to kick out of that. I heard one radio station. That's a secret code. How can it be a secret if you're telling everybody what the number is? My code is Doug, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug or go online to proflowers.com. Click on the mic, use Doug. It is a great deal, and it lasts till midnight on Friday. So take advantage of it. Take good care of your mother, of the woman that you love. Proflowers.com, Doug.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over the counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms and conditions.
All right, coming up on 21 past the hour, time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com, get a free sample of Salonpas. Richie, Salonpas, that'll give you, get rid of the pain in your joints. drkenshow.com is where you get the free pass.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Musical department here at the Good Day Show, we're always trying to find relevant things that are pertinent to either what's going on in your life now or what may have gone on in your life. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were number one with this song in 1970. The song is called Ohio. I don't know what you remember about this, Roberta.
I remember this clearly.
Too young. Kent State, right?
Yes, it's Kent State.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you remember about this? We mostly remember the picture that was on the cover of Newsweek of the young woman who's leaning over the body crying.
Yeah.
She wasn't even a student.
She wasn't even a student. Right.
What
funny
I don't
thing
remember
about it.
Is why... I remember the Kent State, they were having like a sit-in and a protest.
So it was
a
demonstration against the war.
The National Guard went nuts and started shooting, and then a couple of people got killed.
Yeah.
I didn't remember what they were protesting. It was the war. It was Vietnam.
It was Vietnam.
So where are those protests today? Why are we not protesting what's going on in Libya, what is going on in Afghanistan, especially back to the question...
Remember the person named Cindy Sheehan, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of protests about the war. You remember all the people that were pushed back from the White House because they didn't want them?
Yeah, but I don't get the sense that it was as...
Zillions of protests.
As strident as it was then. And so that's why I asked the question I did earlier. Here's some of the Facebook response to our being involved in Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera. Here's Robert who says... Remember, I asked the question, for those of you who are just joining us. I asked, how much money do you think we've spent on wars... Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever. And I asked the question mostly because I'm reflecting upon whether we couldn't handle these problems the way we handled bin Laden. And Richie was quick to point out that international conventions, et cetera, prohibit the any country from killing the leader of another country.
Assassinating
a head of state. So anyway, Robert says, I think the cost so far has been about $6 trillion in Afghanistan. I think that's a little low. Here's Thayil, who says they used to hang pirates on the docks for all to see. They used to put desperados in coffins and display them. We spent $6 trillion of taxpayer money to try to get this guy in Afghanistan, and they are going to show us pictures of the holes in his head. Let's see here. Here's Yolinda says, it's true, America has poured enormous resources into the war on terror, still funding Pakistan, which is a terrorist country, against terrorism. But Pakistan is using the money to promote terrorism and and caring, taking care of the number one terrorist in the world, bin Laden. What are we, crazy? I think we are crazy. America is in a financial crisis, and we're kicking out all this money to these people in Pakistan, and Richie says, okay, we got to keep them on our side. Well, it's exasperating.
Keep your friends close, keep your enemies close.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, it's. I think it's shameful. I really do.
It is, but it's a necessary evil, don't you think?
It's so evil. You know what I really want to talk about? What do crickets eat?
Smaller crickets.
Cricket food.
No,
cricket,
I have crickets.
It's cricket time. We have crickets now.
Yeah,
I
have crickets.
You feed them to your lizards, right?
I feed the crickets to the frogs.
But what do you feed the lizards?
Yeah. To the tarantula as well.
We got
to
know what crickets.
You know what I feed them? I give them a little bit of fish food.
No, you're not answering the question. Here's the audience 2020 trivia contest.
What a cricket.
What do crickets eat?
Smaller crickets.
800-510-8255. You probably aren't thinking about this right now. But you know what? I think we need to get off of bin Laden for a while and talk about the cricket diet. So let's do that right now. 800-510-8255. I'll give you this much of a hint. Crickets are omnivores. So what does that mean? What is cricket food?
They eat omnis.
Example of cricket. 800-510-8255. Our good day. Shelley Palmer time.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent Nielsen report reveals that for the first time in 20 years, fewer Americans own TVs. While there were only about 1 million less television households this year, Nielsen believes it represents a larger trend. Internet video and mobile video use are increasing daily. In other news, the Seoul police recently raided Google's office in South Korea over suspicions of data collections. Authorities said that Google's advertising arm, AdMob, was collecting information without the consent of the Korean Communications Commission. South Korea previously challenged Google over its Street View cars, and local internet portals have filed multiple antitrust complaints. And finally, Microsoft recently partnered with Research in Motion to bring Bing to all BlackBerry devices. The company is trying to compete with Google's search integration on mobile devices, and Bing is slowly gaining ground. Will partnering with RIM make Microsoft's search experience compete with Google? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tweeting, facing, booking, talking, eating, all part of our experience together here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, part of our morning get-together, daily get-together. Because we're heard at different parts of the day, different stations and different realities, depending on whether you're listening to DougSteffens.com. Maybe you're downloading this as an archival moment, and you can't sound off at 800-510-8255 when we're live. So you use the Steffens sound off line, which is a toll-free number, 877-541-5250. I think most people, though, Richie, decline the offer to do that as compared to going to Facebook, for example, and doing a little blog or whatever, the back and forth, the exchanges of ideas and information. Yeah. Pictures even. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap in a matter of moments. Actually, do you want to do that first before we are focusing on something other than Bin Laden for a few minutes? I thought we needed to get off for a moment. So it was instructive when I read the story of what crickets eat.
Crickets eat chicken?
Well, they would, as they're omnivores. Mm-hmm. But what else do they eat?
Okay.
That's the question for the swell
She's
prize.
The
first, we have Roberta, who's an omnivore as well.
Oh, yes. If it don't run fast enough, it's dinner.
Television in the focus, too, in a few minutes. First, though, Roberta, what do we have beside this opportunity, which we've been talking about from Salone Pass? All of us are very happy about this. Those of you who suffer, if I may take just a moment here, Roberta, I know this is in the Queen of Cheap, but if you have aches and pains, shoulders, knees, hips, wherever it aches, there's this fantastic new product that we're talking about called Salone Pass, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. So when I give the time off and I think, okay, it's time for you to be pain-free, go to drkenshow.com and get your free sample. Try this. Everybody on the staff, Richie's doing it. Roberta's doing it. Jennifer's doing
great.
It.
I started Pilates classes, and, man, I'm sore, and it's terrific.
If you're exercising, you need to have a lot of this stuff around.
I'm going to buy a case of them with my Taekwondo classes.
Yeah. You need this. Salone Pass. DrKenshow.com. Click on the Salone Pass logo there and get a free sample. get yourself started. Okay, so that's one thing that's free. What else is free, Roberta?
Okay, we got free Breathe Right strips at Rite Aid. We have the coupon for you on DougStefan.com, and you'll get a 10-count box of free Breathe Right strips.
By the way,
it's amazing.
Rite Aid is expanding rapidly. Have you noticed that?
Yes, yes.
Rite Aid, to compete with CVS and Walgreens, has been expanding. I've noticed it in the Midwest and the Northeast. Big expansion.
Big time.
For them.
And I guess this is a way to get people into the store.
The only other thing we need is we have the Salon Pause for your aches and pains, a patch that you put on.
Right.
Yeah. We have the Breathe Right strips, which
right.
you put on your nose to keep you from snoring or to breathe better.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The only other thing we need is a Nicorette patch.
Right.
What other kind of patches can we offer the queen of cheap to use
There's a patch to enhance your sexual prowess.
There you go.
Yeah,
right.
We could use that. The good thing about this Breathe Right coupon is it doesn't expire till May 29th.
Whoa,
so
man.
I guess you could print it out, you know, and give one to your husband, one to your wife, one to your kids, one to your neighbors, you know, and get a whole, like, carton of them. Free.
Right.
Restaurant.com offering their gift certificates again, $25 gift certificates for just $2. Now, this offer expires on the 8th. The coupon code is MOM. This is a great idea for a Mother's Day gift. Give your mom the gift of not having to cook one night. Another great idea for Mother's Day, take her to Starbucks, because between the 6th and the 15th of May, Starbucks is having a happy hour. You get one half-priced Frappuccino drinks. You have to RSVP on Facebook. And they'll even, if you text Mix It to 44264, and this is all on the website, Starbucks will send you a daily reminder of their happy hour. And also on the 6th, free entrance to public gardens. It's National Public Gardens Day on May 6th, and you can sign up for free admissions to a public garden near you through Better Homes and Gardens. We have the link once again on gooddayshow.com or dougstefan.com. You can find it all on the Queen of Cheap site.
You know who one of your biggest fans is?
Who?
Did I tell you this before? The president of Heidelberg, Rob Huntington.
Really?
Listen,
what, he likes
brings,
the Queen of Cheap?
Well, he brings his daughter to school at this time before he goes to his office at Heidelberg, and he listens to us on WTTF there, and he's especially intrigued by you.
Why?
Well, because you sound
weird.
Intriguing. And he likes the information, but I think he likes you. I think he's interested in you and what kind of a character you are. He knows what I'm all about. Character, if that's the word he would use with me. I'm not sure sometimes what word he would like to best use with me. But the fact that you have an intriguing personality and interesting and important and compelling information.
Here's how it works.
Makes
this
you
is
valuable.
Like a zoo.
Yeah.
You and Roberta are inside the cage, and Jen and I are outside looking and laughing.
Okay. There you go. And thus the question about what crickets eat. 800-510-8255. What do crickets eat? Let's go through our band of responders here. Rob's in Tennessee. What do crickets eat, Rob?
Spiders.
They like spiders. They don't eat snakes,
Wow.
but they like spiders. Okay. That's a good place to start. Hold on just a second. Don't anybody go away. Let me hear from Adrian down in Texas. All right, Adrian, what do you think crickets eat?
Dead bugs.
Dead bugs. All right, that's a good place for us to be.
Yeah.
Roger, what do you think crickets eat?
Well, omnivorous means eating all kinds of foods indiscriminately, eating both animal and plant foods. But the third definition of omnivorous is you, taking in everything as with the mind.
Ah, very clever. Yes,
wow.
that's very thoughtful.
Get deep into that one.
Suzanne is in the Outer Banks. Suzanne, what do crickets eat?
I know this for a fact. My vegetable garden. They wiped out all my green beans.
No, already?
Already.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, look out. They'll eat the peas next.
Oh, I'm on. It's a war now.
Is it really?
You know, I'm going to get them.
All right, should we bring in the SEAL
some cayenne pepper down in there?
Shall we bring in the SEAL Team 6 to take care of them, or what do you want us to do?
I'm trying to get them, but I think they're a little busy right now.
Well, they're on their way back for a little R&R. All right, so everybody's right there. In fact, they eat fresh fruit and vegetables, as Suzanne has just suggested. They eat decaying fruits, table scraps. They like to get into the garbage. They'll get into a compost pile. They will eat, here's the key, the food they will eat has fiber in it. They will eat clothing made of cotton, rayon, nylon, silk, wool, leather. We all think that the what is it, wool moths get into our sweaters. I got holes all over my cardigan sweaters.
Oh, doesn't that make you crazy?
Yeah, really does.
And you got to put cloves.
Cloves.
Cloves. Forget
that
about...
That will keep the crickets away. That keep the moths
forget
away.
About mothballs, but,
oh, the mothballs
but cloves
no.
will actually keep most insects away.
Yeah. Crickets, the one way you keep the primary cause for damage, these crickets on clothing, the stains that have food in them, that's what they go for. They're not going to just eat whatever it is that's the claw. They will go look for where there is a remnant of food. Because that's where they go, and that's where they lay their eggs. That's where the eggs hatch, in clothing like that. The crickets like that. So that's if you're wearing a dress with a stain on it, I guess that has all kinds of ramifications. Hmm. Anyway,
well, it's not a blue dress.
Yeah, they want to eat the food. You had spaghetti last night, spaghetti sauce. That's they'll love that.
What's your philosophy on killing bugs inside your house?
You're talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to them and ask them to go away.
Do you kill bug on sight inside your house? Or do
I
you
do.
Shoo it out?
I try to shoo them out.
We know where you are on flies.
Yeah. Well, flies I get. Flies yeah. I get them. Mm-hmm. I swat them. Flies.
Depends on the bug.
Yeah.
Spiders, I'll usually... In the summertime, I'll let spiders stay in the house, and I encourage them to weave their webs because they catch the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, I shoo them out.
Yeah.
Cockroaches are dead on... Dead on... As soon as I see them, that's
sight.
It.
Yeah,
dead
that's
on sight. Water
yeah.
bugs, I...
Water bugs, like...
Yeah, water bugs, I flush.
There's the
yeah,
new
water
pine
bugs, I flush.
Bug.
You don't want to step on them because they squish.
The
yeah.
pine bugs that are around.
Sean, the rule I have with Sean is, Sean, outside, this is their home. You don't kill a bug outside. It's his
mm-hmm.
home.
Right.
Inside, this is your home.
Right.
Kill it.
All bets are off, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I do
all
try
right.
to shoo them out.
You
so
murderer.
Even flies, I try
McFadden
to shoo them out.
McFadden the murderer.
Yeah, you know what crickets okay. eat in my house? The bottom of my shoe.
Ah.
Great. All right, 17 before the hour. Here's something to change your focus from. We're going to get to the television report in a minute. First, though, your eyes are focused. Roberta's eyes, Richie's eyes, Jennifer's eyes, all the people who are here on the program. We love our eyes. The eyes have it. And one of the things Roberta loves to talk about are things that are free. And this is something else that's free. We ought to actually put the Lumitone in there as a continuing item that is free. Can we do that, Roberta? I don't know why we didn't think about this before.
Sure. Of course. I think it's
Lumitone,
great.
You get a free jar of Lumitone. You get a free jar of Night Skin. All those things are free. You call 800-894-3302. Night Skin is good because it moisturizes your skin all over your face after a rough day. Hopefully you've used Tautinol to protect your face from the ravages of the wind and the sun and all the things that happen as you're outside. But then you put Night Skin on at night, protects your skin. But the best thing you can do for your eyes, especially in the morning when you wake up, is to use a spot on each eye, under each eye, of Lumitone. Lumitone instantly works to get rid of the dark circles, the puffiness, the bags, the lines, the redness, all of that stuff. You say, well, that sounds too good to be true. Here's how you find out for yourself. You call 800-894-3302 and ask them, please, both men and women are doing this, so please be nice about it, but it's a quick call. You want Lumitone. Try it around your eyes. Get rid of the dark circles. It's amazing, and it's so easy to get. 800-894-3302. Get it now. It's a remarkable formula. It works better than anything else out there, and it's inexpensive when you buy it, but you're not even buying it now. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. Get a free jar of Lumitone. Take part in the special offer. Call 800-894-3302.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetSmart card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Whether bringing home a newborn or chasing a toddler down the hall, moms need a simple solution to ease the stress of a busy household routine. With laundry piling up, dishes in the sink, and squeezing craft time in with the kids, look for products that can help you do it all. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
Moms with young kids like myself know that chores can stack up, but there are household products like Arm & Hammer baking soda that offer resourceful solutions. For about $1 a box, one box can freshen laundry and baby's toys, can clean up tabletops after meals or arts and crafts, and even remove marks from walls without harsh chemicals. And once the kids are tucked in bed, you can pamper yourself using baking soda for a gentle facial scrub. Ah, love that one. Or by adding half a cup of it to a bath for a relaxing soak.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Now time for our television review. Jennifer is actually having a little snore, I think, at the moment, isn't she?
She's taking a nap.
A little nap, right. She's in Hawaii this week, so she's way off the schedule. Meanwhile, a couple of interesting things that are going on. Scott Pelley, rumored to take over for Katie Couric. That was confirmed. $6 million a year versus $16
million. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's a fist pump over in the NBC executive office.
Yeah, forget about it. He may be okay as a reporter on 60 Minutes.
They don't care. They just want to save the $10 million.
Nobody cares. It's a waste of time to be watching the news.
They'll get the same ratings for $10 million less.
Right, that's all. Bingo. Speaking of money, Nicolette Sheridan is suing ABC and the producer of Desperate Housewives for sexual harassment for wrongful termination.
Uh-oh.
The judge set the trial date for June 8th, so there must be something to it. Otherwise, there'd be no trial, right? Interesting media and trade reports today suggest that Morning Joe and his sidekick, Joe Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski are going to be jumping to the early show on CBS. CBS has tried about 87 different things to get themselves out of third place in the ratings in the morning, haven't done anything. MSNBC's Morning Joe has a solid following, and it's different enough from the other shows that are on in the morning on NBC and ABC to make this an attractive run for them. Their contract expires later this year. Look for them to go bring their program to CBS, and it makes pretty good sense.
It does, actually.
The president was on with Oprah. He's going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday after it'll be his first interview after the death of bin Laden. But here he talks about with Oprah in the interview what he thinks about reality TV.
The line between entertainment and politics has blurred. And so reality TV is seeping into how we think about our politics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I am reading letters at night about families who are at risk of losing their homes, or describing to me what it's like when you send out 16 resumes and you're not getting a response back and you're trying to figure out how to pay your bills. It's not reality TV. That's real. And that's what we have to spend some time about.
All right. So there's the president on with Oprah.
Oprah made a statement recently that she wasn't going to outwardly support the president
again.
This again, not because she doesn't support him, but just because
it hurt her business.
and she needs the business now.
51 after.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now 53 after the hour, Better Living with Doug and Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show. Interesting story that Warren has about canine involvement in the raid on Bin Laden's compound. We'll have that for you, plus more from Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, here on Good Day in a Moment.
Amdro Antblock presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
All right, so here's the story. Actually, this is something I just almost instantly, with you telling me there was a dog involved, I saw this side story about the commandos and the dog they brought with them. So Let's hear from Warren the story of the dog involved in the raid on Bin Laden's compound.
Well, Doug, according to the New York Times, there were actually 79 commandos totally involved in the raid and one dog. They don't specifically say what the dog's involvement was, but when you're doing a mission like that, mm-hmm. having a dog with you, from personal experience, having a dog with you gives you the ability to make sure that you know what's going on all around you. So it would just
What do you mean by that? Explain how that would work. Their senses, their sight, their hearing, their nose, their sense of smell. Is that what you're talking about?
There's a lot of things that take play here, and this may sound a little eccentric, Doug, and heaven forbid I should ever.
No, good God, we wouldn't want Warren to sound eccentric. Heavens.
But a dog's sense of smell is so much stronger than ours, number one.
Right.
A dog's sense of hearing is so much better than ours, number two. And a dog's sixth sense or instinctive behavior is number three. And any military handler will tell you that when in doubt, don't trust your instinct, trust the dog's instinct. So having the dog there was just incredible backup. It's like having 5 or 10 other guys around you that don't have the ability this one dog has to see if you're in trouble for whatever reason.
So this dog would be specially trained. Would it be a a German Shepherd?
It's interesting because, they don't give you a lot of information. My gut reaction would tell me that if they're going into a complex like this, I'm assuming they were anticipating there were some type of incendiary devices. So I have to assume at this point that this dog was fully trained for incendiary detection or bomb detection, so to speak. So that would be number one. Besides all of the other things, one dog can be taught to do many different things. For example, many of the dogs I trained over the years were taught to sniff out drugs and bombs.
Right.
And the only difference was the type of collar or harness they were wearing, which would indicate to them what to do. So it would just make common sense that any time they're going on a mission like this, they would have a dog with them.
Hmm. And do those dogs usually train with them or separately? How do they get the whole business coordinated,
The dogs are trained the dogs are trained with them. First of all, the dogs have gone through a tremendous amount of training at probably at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio.
Right.
And then when they get into a situation like this, any training that these SEALs actually did prior to the invasion, I got to tell you, the dog was definitely involved with that. And I'm sure they tested several different dogs before they decided exactly which scout or incendiary detection dog they were going to use.
All right. So there's a story that we hadn't heard much of before.
And remind me next week, on a lighter note, I'm going to tell you a story about watching a bulldog do agility training yesterday.
All right. We also have the pets and weddings thing that we haven't done yet. Bulldogs get agility training.
That was interesting to watch, Doug. Bulldogs jumping over stuff.
Yeah, Charlotte can do that in a second. 59 after with Warren on Good Day.